North Georgia.
Welcome to Be a Light, an outreach ministry of Community Baptist Church. Now, Pastor Doug Forrester.
Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to come be with you this morning. Thank God for you tuning in with us on our Be a Light broadcast this morning. We encourage you to let your light shine out in a lost and a dying world. And I realize sometimes that our burdens get heavy and we get the weight of the world upon us, but I encourage you to fight the good fight and keep the faith, and God will certainly bless you this morning. I'm Pastor Doug Forrester from Community Baptist Church here in Gainesville, Georgia, and thank God for community and for our listeners this morning. If you don't have a church to attend today, we'd like to invite you to come and be with us this morning. The Sunday school hour starts at 10 and our worship service at 11 o'clock. We're so very excited that to bring this news to you. We don't have a definite date, but hopefully by next Sunday we'll have a definite date. We'll be moving into our church. It's just going to be a couple weeks away. Matter of fact, we're trying to get some things moved in right now, and we're very, very excited that God's blessed us to this point. Many of the listeners and other church friends and family have asked us when we're going to move in, and we're finally to that point in time that we've been working for several years to move into our new facility there on Hyde Mill Road above East Hall Football Stadium. And like I said, we'll give you that hopefully a confirmed date on the program next week. So be much in prayer for us, and we'll pray for you. We'll pray for your churches. Many listeners today of churches that they attend. So we'll be praying for your pastors as they preach the word today. We want to go to the Lord in a word of prayer, and then we'll open up with our first song. Remember, all the prayer requests that's been made known unto you this week, and I've been in a couple of good services. We visited a revival service this week, and power of God fell in that place, and the Lord began to bless hearts and touch souls, and thank God for that revival this week that we had an opportunity to visit with this week. Let us bow our heads and worship our kind and gracious and loving Heavenly Father. Today, God, we come to you this morning. We, Lord, don't know what to ask for, but God, we come to you, God, just with an open heart. God, just asking that you would anoint our lips today, revelate our minds and hearts when we look into your word. God, we just get ourselves out of the way. God, that's the most important thing that we can do this morning, God, is get ourselves out of the way and let you be in control. God, that the word might go out and some lost soul might be saved. God, I pray, Lord, that today would be that good day of salvation, God, in someone's life today. And God, help them that they would realize their lost condition. God, they may be tuned in this morning at this very hour. God, they may listen to the broadcast at a later time, God, or they may hear another sermon upon the radio today, or hear a song that would minister to them. God, I pray, Lord, that somehow, some way, that this would be the good day that they'd find you as their Savior. Go with us now and bless our church services this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's a joy to be able to bring this song to you. It's a wonderful song this morning. I know it will lift you spirits this morning. So listen as the McCameys sing, "I Made It by Grace."
I live each day in victory because
because of the one who lives in me. I've found every promise he ever made. Jesus will keep. Walk by my side in deserts dry. Love me and help me when I cry. So let me sing you one more song in case I leave.
Appreciate that good song this morning. I hope it was a blessing to you. Turn with us to 2 Corinthians. We'll be looking at chapter number 12, and we'll start about verse number 6. And I tell you what, I'm going to back up to verse number 1. I'll start in verse 1 of the 12th chapter book of 2 Corinthians. Had another place marked over in Romans. I don't know if we'll read that or not. It might just be for me. May not be for me to read to you this morning. But listen, if you don't, if we don't preach at all this morning, may God bless the reading of His Word. So listen, it's, as we read, we're not going to read the entire chapter, probably first 10 or 12 verses. So turn with us this morning. Starting in verse number 1, it is not expedient, and this is Paul talking about a thorn in the flesh, and I guess we all have thorns in our flesh, things that hinder us, things that, if we're not careful, that'll cause us to turn a deaf ear unto God. But notice what Paul said here. It's not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such in one called up to the third heaven, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. I want to stop right there. This thought come upon her heart as I read that verse. I want to be a servant of God this morning. I want to be just a humble servant before Him. I don't want to be set up upon a pedestal. I've done nothing to be set up and someone to glorify me or pat me on the back and say I've done some great thing. But I want to be humble before God this morning. And so if you enjoy the message today, if it touches your heart, I don't deserve any credit for it at all, but through the mercies of God, through His love and His grace this morning, we're able to stand before You. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that in the Lord that we're able to stand here today. And there's many things that, like we said in the outstart, would be a hindrance to us, would be a stumbling block to us. And no matter what you think of me or maybe what you think of another preacher this morning, if they preach the undefiled truth and word of God, then you know that's good enough for me. And I appreciate the Lord passing by this way and giving us this thought. And I hope it's a help to you. I hope it's a blessing to you this morning. Let's read on in verse number 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, and that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for me. And if I could ask you to mark a place in the scripture this morning or highlight a place, it'd be there in verse number 9 where he spoke these words. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, excuse me, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. And you may be thinking this morning, well, preacher, how can you become strong in your weakness? But I tell you, I believe that's a time when we are at our greatest strength with the Lord. That's when we're able to do the very best for God. When we come to a weak time in our life, and when we humble ourselves before God, when we realize that we're nothing. I'm nothing this morning as I stand here before you. I can't lift my hands up toward heaven by myself. I can't speak the words that God has given me this morning to speak and then encourage you today. But unless I humble myself, unless I become as as a weak individual this morning, realizing that I'm nothing without God today, and then we can have strength with the Lord. We can have power with God this morning. If I thought about the scripture, I thought about this as I read that verse number 9 over in one of the Gospels. It reads something like this, that we must decrease that God may increase. And I want God to be first and foremost in my life. And when I'm heady and high-minded, and when I am like maybe the Pharisee and say, thank God that I'm not like this other one here. When I begin to boast, when I begin to brag upon myself, when I begin to think that I've done something and I've done nothing today. But when I get in that place, my influence won't be very strong, and my message won't be very loud, and my testimony won't reach out and touch people's life. But I thought about this, and I don't know if you've ever been in a testimonial service, but a lot of times, in days past and gone, maybe the preacher would maybe give his testimony and maybe not preach a message, but just turn it over to the congregation, and they began to share those testimonies. They began to share what God had done for them. I tell you, it's a blessing to be in a service like that when people begin to share their experience of grace, when they come to know the Lord, or when they maybe had an experience with God where God performed a miracle in their life, and they began to share that. Someone was teaching Sunday school a couple weeks ago, and they brought this out. They said, each and every Christian's got a story to tell, and I appreciate him saying that. And I he began to share his testimony of the things that he was struggling with and how God has brought him down to this very present moment in time, and others began to share what God has brought them through. And I appreciate those opportunities that you and I have, that we might tell what God's done for us. We might tell when he saved our soul, and we might tell about the miracles that he's done in our life. And maybe not a healing, and it could have been a healing, or something else that took place in your life. And I want you to realize and know this, that none of those things that happen and that you come out on the winning side of, that you can boast of yourself and say, I've done anything to gain this. But folks, you and I have done nothing today, but we need to give God the honor and glory and praise for each and everything that's done in our life. And when God gives you a story to tell, I believe you ought to tell that story, because it might help someone. It might help someone that's struggling and maybe in a conflict in their heart and their mind this morning. And the story that you share with them might be the very answer that they're looking for, that God can use to show them that how he brought you out of that trial and tribulation in your life, and how that he's able to have the power to bring them out of their situation in their life. So I believe those stories that you and I have to tell, I believe we ought to tell it for the glory of God. I believe we ought to share it with people. First of all, our testimony. I realize every testimony is not the same. We all wouldn't saved on the same day of the week. We wouldn't saved at the same time of the day. We wouldn't all saved in the same church. May not even been saved in a church. Maybe somewhere else. You know where your place is. But I believe it all starts there, that we might share that story of our salvation, our time in our life, our battle that we can go back to, and we can pay it a visit from time to time, and refresh our mind and our heart and our soul that this is where we met God, and that it might be encouragement unto us that we might continue fighting that great fight that you and I are in today. And let me tell you here, it talked about Satan. Paul talked about Satan buffeting him, and I'll tell you, Satan's out there ready to trip each and every one of us up. He throws those fiery darts at us each and every day of our life, and sometimes it's easier to look Satan in the eye and say, Satan, get behind me. You're not going to defeat me. You're not going to hinder me. You're not going to get me caught up in your snare. Sometimes it's harder at other times to have the courage to face Satan. But I want to tell you this morning, folks, we're not by ourselves. God's with us every step of the way. I believe if we come, if we face Satan and come to him in the name of Jesus, he'll flee every time. And I believe that on the authority of God's word this morning, that that Satan will leave us. And let me tell you, long as we're here in this world, he won't leave us alone for good. He might leave us alone for just a few minutes or a few hours or a day, but you can be assured of one thing. He'll be back to try to hinder you once again. And let me tell you, I believe that's a thorn in all of our flesh. But one of these days, I'm glad that we've got a better place to go when we leave this walk of life, and we won't have to fight this battle anymore. We won't have to face Satan anymore. All the trouble and strife and envy and all these things will be past and gone. All things will become new. And I appreciate the Lord giving me that opportunity. God give you that opportunity this morning as well. If you don't know him as your Savior, and there's all kind of trouble in your life, you seem like you can't find relief nowhere that you turn, try Jesus this morning. And I believe he'll be a very present, I believe he'll be a very present help to you. If you come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he'll help you. He'll save your soul if you're lost this morning. You may just be in that backslidden state. You may be just turned your back upon God. Let me tell you, God has not turned his back upon you. He's not walked away from you. If you don't feel you felt God's presence in your life at some time in your life and you don't feel him right now this morning, let me tell you, you can find him right where you left him at, and he'll be there with open arms and outstretched arms. He wants you to ask forgiveness this morning. He wants you to call upon his name. And I thought about the scripture over in Romans chapter 5, verse number 20. It says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I appreciate the grace of the Lord. He said here in verse number 9, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And I believe when we're at our lowest state, when we get into our darkest and deepest valley, that's seem like we depend upon God more, and we call upon the name of the Lord that he might strengthen us to get us through that valley that we're going through. And I believe we call on him in the name of Jesus, God will be there each and every time. He said there, as I read to you there in the book of Romans, he said, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And I'm thankful this morning that that promise is not just there part of the time, but it's there all the time when we face sin. And that, let me tell you, we'll face sin. We'll commit sin each and every day of our life, more than at other times. But I'm glad we're seeing abounding grace did intercede, and it abounded in such a greater fashion today. And he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Ain't you glad of that this morning, that his grace is sufficient for each and every one of us? And I'm getting very close to being out of time this morning, and I thank God for giving us the opportunity to stand before you this morning and bring the word to you. If it's been a blessing to you this morning, don't lift me up. Don't raise me up and say Doug did a very fine job, but just give God the honor and glory and praise for it all. And if you've got a need in your life, you're lost this morning, God's able to save you. I love you this morning. Community Baptist Church loves you. God loves you. He gave his only begotten son that you could have life and have it more abundantly. I believe this song will be a great song to close out the program this morning. So listen as Gold City closes us out with John Saul. May God bless you.
John Saul, Jasper.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.